Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. Short form video content is killing your speaking ability. Why in the world are short form video content killing your speaking ability? Well, let's think about it. Most conversations, most speeches do not happen in 30 to 60 seconds. So you're trying to formulate thoughts or a single thought within this 30 to 60 second window. But most of your conversations, most speeches that you do on stage are anywhere from 15 minutes to an hour long. So you got this little tiny piece of short form content, and then you've got this great big speech. What do you think is going to happen when you get ready to go do that longer speech? You're so used to saying such a little amount of information, and basically you spit out something in one to two sentences to give information or to entertain or whatever kind of video content you're doing, but that's what you do in this short period of time. But how do you keep the audience's attention for a full 60 minutes? It's very hard when you're so used to doing 30 to 60 second videos, only saying at most 4 to 5 sentences. You're saying one point and your hook, line, and sinker. So basically you're going in, you're trying to draw them in with the hook, you're telling them something interesting, and then you wrap it up with a call to action on those speeches. So it's just boom, 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 very quick, and that's it. You can't do that when it comes to speaking on stage, though. So let me give you a little analogy here of what the difference is and why it is that doing these short form video content, while I'm not saying you shouldn't do them because there is a place for that, it's just not great when it comes to your public speaking career. If you're trying to build up a speaking career, it's good for reach. It's good for some form of engagement for people to get to know you. But for you to be prepared to speak on stage, it's not good. And that's what's killing your content. But the analogy here is if you are always doing a 100-meter dash or doing a 40-meter dash, you're just constantly, you're sprinting, sprinting, sprinting. And then all of a sudden you say, you know what? I'm going to go run a marathon. I'm going to go run 26.2 miles. But all you've ever really ran is 100 meters. How successful do you think you're going to be at running that marathon? I mean, maybe you'll get a mile, 2, 5 miles at the most. I mean, you might be able to get up to that 5 miles, but I promise you're going to be dead before you even get close to the 26.2 mile marathon. And this is exactly what short form content does for you, because you're so used to 30 to 60 seconds, second burst of speaking. But you're not used to speaking for 15, 30, 60 minutes at a time. So how do you formulate your speech based on that? Because you're so used to real quick, give a hook, give my information, and do a call to action all within under a minute. And now you've got to go 60 times as long as that. Well, you're not going to have 60 pieces of content to talk about. You're not going to have 60 different topics to talk about, because that's terrible. You're not going to sprint the whole 26.2 miles. You have to come in slowly. So how do you come in slowly? Well, your intro, your hook starts with a question. You ask a question to get the audience to engage with you. Then you start going into a little bit of background about what you're going to talk about, kind of like a thesis for what your talk is going to be about. And then you tell your audience what it is you're going to talk about today. And typically you want to stick with like 3, 5, 7, 10 points at the most. I really stick with 3 to 5. And then you start dive into each one of those. But you go through at the beginning, you tell the 3 points what you're going to talk about today, and then start with point one. So figure out your transition, however that looks, from saying we're going to talk about point 1, 2, 3. And then so we're going to start here with point one and go into point one. But talk about it, and you have to elaborate on that, and you have to give stories, you have to give analogies with that point. And then finally, once you kind of exhausted, if you will, point one, you transition into point two and do the same thing. You're going to give that information. You're going to give an analogy with that. You're going to give a real world application for them, a takeaway that they can go and implement point number two. And then again, transition, rinse and repeat for point three. And then finally wrap up for your conclusion by repeating all three of those points. But not only that, you repeat what you said in your speech to conclude, to summarize, but then you want to make sure that you solidify exactly what it is that you wanted your audience to know. So if I was to end this video here right now, I would tell you that short form video content is what's killing your speeches, what's killing you from being on stage and be able to speak well, because all you're doing is sprinting every single time. So you need to, and this is the point that I want you to take from this, you need to start doing longer form videos, at least somewhere on YouTube. I get it. The social media platforms are not allowing you to do that. But the point I would be saying is video, and what I do want to get you, want you to get from this, I'm just trying to use this as I go throughout, is that you need to do longer form content so you can be prepared to speak on stage. Because if you start running 20 miles, or maybe it's 10 miles or 15 miles, you're going to be more likely to be successful at running the full marathon, even though maybe you didn't, than if you stuck with the 100-yard sprint or 100-meter sprint, because you're never going to sprint the whole thing. But if you learn to build up your lungs, build up your muscles, build up that endurance by running a little bit longer distances, you may be able to push yourself to that finish line. It may be a crash and burn, but you can still push yourself through that. Because if I go from a 30-second video to a 60-minute speech, that's going to be difficult. So make sure that you're not only doing short-form content. There is a place for that. The social media platforms are pushing that. YouTube with the shorts, Instagram with the reels, you know, TikTok. That's TikTok. You know, they're just short videos. And then Facebook with the reels as well. They're all pushing this, and that's why we're seeing a lot more reach. Use that. It's great. Go with that, because they're doing that. But find a way to also do some longer form content. Post a video on YouTube. Do a podcast. It's not the video part, but you can speak on a subject within that podcast. But find ways to build up your endurance when it comes to speaking. And that is how you're going to get better, to be able to be on stage, be able to present better, because through action, through doing, through getting the endurance, through getting the reps, you can create yourself into a great speaker. So go do those reps, and don't just do short form content, but long video content as well. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.